Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joe, Sammy P, another hour to go, and the week will be a wrap, and we want to check in, find out where the sharp money is going, NFL, College Football, World Series, what the bookmakers are saying about these games, talking about some of the movement sides, totals, props, all that good stuff. And to talk about all that, we go out to Las Vegas. We're bringing in our buddy Patrick Everson at Patrick E underscore Vegas. Find his work, senior reporter for Vegas Insider over there, also a contributor at Fox Sports, just like Sam. See, Patrick, thinking about all the games this weekend and so much is going on. Don't forget the Breeders' Cup, too. Oh, by the way, that's thrown in the mix.
Right.
You've got it all figured out. You go bouncing around sportsbook to sportsbook, and you don't have to bitch like me and Sammy have been doing all morning because we're stuck with YouTube TV, and we're not going to be able to see half the top 25 college football games.
Oh, my goodness. What a mess that is. Maybe they'll resolve that and the whole government shutdown today. How about that?
Exactly. Exactly.
No, it's not. Happy to be in the position I'm in. I wouldn't say I've got it all figured out, though. I think anybody who knows me knows I don't have it all figured out. I just have good sources, and then good people like you who are willing to have me on to discuss what I get from my good sources. So that's appreciated. Yeah. Happy to be on a Friday morning.
We thank you for jumping on. Well, the big events of the weekend, there's no doubt about it. It's Kansas City and Buffalo. It's funny, like in Buffalo, they're like, hey, maybe our big game of the year is a Patriots game. No, it's not. We're not there yet. It is still Kansas City and Buffalo. Right. Most years, this is going to decide who represents the AFC in the Super Bowl. It's a short number. KC, the road favorite. I assume this is going to get the most action of any sporting event going on this weekend. What are you hearing from some of the odds makers?
Yeah, there's a few people I've talked to this week, including some who've got BetMGM connections. Tom Gable up at Borgata in Atlantic City said midweek this was already the most bet game of the week, no doubt. And I think it was even, you know, generally, at least if it's an appealing enough Thursday night matchup, that'll be the most bet game of the week until you get through that. And then, of course, it ends up lagging behind whatever the marquee matchups are on the weekend. But the Chiefs-Bills was already ahead of that, so it's going to get great handle. Our friend John Murray at the Superbook said this is going to be, you know, terrific handle on this game. The only way it could be really any better potentially is if it was Sunday night, but at least it's in that, you know, the late Sunday afternoon window on the East Coast. And, you know, a couple of other odds makers are just like, this is going to be, you know, it's going to be a really, really high action game. And what I'm hearing is they're going to be Bills fans and the low scoring game fans doesn't surprise me. The Bills fans doesn't surprise me with the fact that KC is a road favorite and KC's 5-1 straight up and against the spread in its last six. And now KC is the Super Bowl favorite. And as one oddsmaker said, he said, look, I know it looks a little weird because Kansas City isn't even leading its division and it's the Super Bowl favorite. But he's like, look, their power rating is right up there. From a bookmaker standpoint, this isn't surprising at all that they're a favorite this week and that they're a favorite in the Super Bowl. He said they got a top five defense, and if their offense continues to improve, they absolutely deserve to be the favorite this weekend and in the Super Bowl odds.
That said, when these two teams met a year ago in the regular season in Buffalo, the Bills were a 2.5-point favorite, and that's sort of where I just keep coming back to. I understand it's not a big number, KC a 2-point favorite, and of course, they could win by three, but when we compare this year's matchup to last year's matchup, I don't think the Chiefs have improved by 4.5 points, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I thought it's funny. I start mapping out my content, Sammy, for the next week, like today. Like, I'll start putting together the NFL Week 10 odds report and the College Football Week 11 odds report. I'll start mapping it out today and kind of making a shell of an article. And within the shell, I'll have like, okay, this team favored by X, and here's the money line. And I'll put the team in that I assume is going to be the favorite. And for this game, last Friday, I'm like Bills minus X, just waiting for the opening number. And then Sunday comes, and it's not Bills minus X. It's Chiefs minus X. So, you know, I feel like it's a little bit of an opportunity game. I just, you know, I think you, if it stays two or even gets, if you get lucky and maybe gets to 2.5, I don't think it's going three. I don't think there's any chance of that. I don't even think there's necessarily a chance of 2.5, but I like Bills money line. As John Murray told me on Sunday, he's like, the Bills play really well against the Chiefs, .. during the regular season. So, I mean, like you said, Sammy, it's a very small spread. It's a coin toss game. But it's hard not to like the Bills. At least for me, it's hard not to like the Bills a little bit at home.
What's the other NFL game that bookmakers you're talking to, some of the sports books, they're going out of their way to talk about? Like, maybe you throw an open-ended question at them, and, you know, to a man, they keep going to this game where you're getting interesting quotes. They think it's fascinating with the action going on.
Well, I think it's a little bit, believe it or not. Well, you kind of have to believe it. I'm being kind of the dour Broncos fan that I am, but a little bit this Broncos Texans game. You know, people are they're talking on, you know, without any push, Joe, about the Houston defense, and that's, you know, the Houston defense. You know, it's better performance this past week than obviously the Texans had against the Niners a week ago in week seven or in week eight, you know, week seven there, and then week eight this past week playing better against the Niners. I'm sorry, than the performance they had against the Seahawks. You know, that, and that's why this line, again, it's another coin toss line. So it's not like it's a lot either way, but Denver opened -1.5. And then this line flipped over to Texas being the favorite. But I think another one that's interesting that they're, you know, that the sports books are finding interesting is the Colts game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, I think we're starting to see maybe a little bit of kind of what we thought the Steelers might be. They weren't necessarily a 4-1 team. And that's kind of shown itself, you know, borne itself out over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, Tom Gable at Borgata Sportsbook, one of the, you know, BetMGM property up there, as we alluded to earlier, he said, look, the Colts continue to look like one of the top teams in the NFL. They got the best record in the NFL, 7-1 straight up, 6-2 against the spread. So they're covering at a very good rate for anybody who's backing them. And, you know, you couldn't say this a year ago, but he said the Colts have already been included in a lot of parlays. And he said Colts money line has been especially popular. They're just eschewing the short point spread altogether with the Colts at the Steelers in that early window on Sunday. And they're probably putting, I assume, the Colts being popular on the money line is probably a lot of money line parlays as well, Joe. But I think that one's interesting. And I do think it's interesting that, you know, a lot more people, and you've probably heard this over the last couple of weeks on your show, and you guys have probably discussed it yourselves, but just New England as well. I mean, there's buzz about Drake May potentially being the MVP. In the MVP race, the Patriots are 6-2 straight up and against the spread. Their win total, I think, was 7.5. Is that right? Something like that. 7.5 this season. And they're 6-2 home against Atlanta, laying, you know, 5 points or whatever it is at this point. And a 5.5, 5.5. So certainly expected to win and be at 7 wins through 9 games when they were, you know, when the odds makers were saying, hey, the win total 7.5, take the over under. What do you got?
Let's go to the college side of things. I don't know how many games we'll be able to watch with our YouTube TVs, but there are games to discuss and things to talk about in terms of where money is showing on some of these big games for tomorrow. What do you see?
Sure. Well, talked to a couple of different odds makers around town and around the country on this. I think what's kind of a bummer is that Penn State, Ohio State is not the game that people thought it would be. But by the same token, Sammy, Vanderbilt, Texas is not the game people thought it would be, but in a good way. You've got Vanderbilt having, you know, the season of its history practically and playing another ranked team. And I think what's interesting about this, Sammy, is, you know, well, they're a public darling, Sammy, but they're not. It's like the public likes the story, but what I've heard from one odds maker over the last 3 weeks now, as Vandy has had to play Alabama and LSU and then Missouri and now Texas, is if Vandy, even though they're playing well and winning games and covering numbers, if Vandy is playing a blue blood, if they're playing an Alabama, an LSU, Texas this week, they still need Vandy. They need the Vandy side in these games, even though Vandy is proving itself in some of these games. And really, I mean, they had a pretty good game, I think, against Alabama, gave the late touchdown. But he said the brand names are just too much to overcome to keep the public off them. And he said that's the same case, at least at his shop with Texas this week. He said Texas brand name is a little too much at this point, even with the question mark around Arch Manning and so forth with, you know, coming out, you know, concussion protocol and all that. He said the action we're seeing is on Texas. He said the only week that hasn't been the case so far, Sam, is last week against Missouri. And they got the win and cover, although very narrowly, on that, last second Hail Mary from Mizzou. He said, well, that'll come more into play for Vandy when they'll finally jump on Vandy, he thinks, Sammy, is if Vandy makes the playoff. He said then he thinks Vandy will be a lot like Arizona State last year, and the public will really get involved and like the underdog story and perhaps play them in that, you know, first round, or if they're fortunate enough, second round or beyond in the college football playoff.
With Patrick Everson here on Bet's Watch, Joe O, Sammy P. Patrick, you understand as well as anyone, we have ideas and then football happens. Everybody had the idea that, oh man, this is going to be a great weekend. You got Chiefs Bills on Sunday, Saturday, Penn State, Ohio State. Who's going to represent the Big Ten in the championship game? Maybe they meet in the end. Who knows? Oh, the football happened. Hey. The football happened, and this is a nothing burger.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yes, look, I was looking back, Joe, at over the summer, odds from over the summer. It was Ohio State like -4, -4.5 at home. And now, you know, they come out Sunday, 20.5, 21. It's expected to be a blowout. It's such a letdown, you know. And as one oddsmaker told me, he said, Penn State's season is obviously disappointing. He said that's reflected in the spread. He said it's also reflected in the action. The public is on Ohio State in this game for sure. And they'll, you know, Ohio State will be like the free bingo space in everybody's moneyline parlay. But it is disappointing because, you know, this was a game that not only for the fans, but the sports books were like, you know, they were counting on this game to carry, you know, to really carry the Saturday. And, you know, for as fun and interesting as the Vanderbilt story is, it's not the same as if Penn State, Ohio State would have really mattered this week. And I know you've got, Oklahoma, Tennessee as well, but that's almost an elimination game at this point. You know, Cincinnati, Utah might even be kind of a more interesting game than that. So yeah, it's definitely a letdown, and the masses are definitely going to be on Penn State in this game. There's nobody who's got any faith in Penn State, and the bookmakers have talked to a couple of them have just said, look, we just really hope Penn State can keep this within the number, can keep it competitive, and maybe, who knows, maybe they make it interesting. Remember, UCLA was a 24.5 point dog, Joe.
We remember.
We've got a little bit over a minute here, Patrick. If the Blue Jays finish it off tonight, what will that mean for the house?
That will be good for the house, particularly for BetMGM. They've been telling me for, you know, weeks now since the postseason began, Sammy, that that the Blue Jays would be a really good outcome. But going back and forth with Hal Eglund on this, he's pretty good with baseball odds at BetMGM. And the Blue Jays were going to be a good outcome throughout. And that's even though you could have gotten the Blue Jays 60-1 in the offseason. You could have got them like 35-1 over the summer and such. But they never caught the public's interest. The Dodgers were bet all season long, even though they were a short out. So while they would like to see the Blue Jays finish this off, really good for the house, they also really want a game seven. Nothing really gets the juices flowing like a game seven. And I'm hoping we get a game seven on Saturday night as well.
Patrick, final question in our last minute here before we let you go. As far as sharp money for NFL and college, are there a list of teams that really stood out?
There's a few teams that one oddsmaker mentioned to me. In the NFL, Vikings 9.5, the Colts Steelers game over 48.5 and 49.5 they hit. They played Chiefs -1.5 as we talked about a little bit, and also that the Chiefs Bills over 51.5 saw some sharp money, and then a couple of. Unfortunately, kind of the nondescript games, but in the Western Kentucky game, under 54.5, under 53.5. Arizona State, -3.5, or Arizona, I should say, -3.5, or 3.5 and 4, 3.5 and plus 4. And then NC State, 6.5 and 6 on the underdog NC State there.
Okay, some good stuff. Good list there from Patrick Everson at @PatrickE_Vegas, senior reporter, Vegas Insider, contributor over at Fox Sports. Make sure you check him out, especially on the weekend. It has great threads, a lot of good information every Saturday and Sunday morning. Thank you, Patrick. Best of luck with any of the plays that you make. Coming up on the other side, we'll have a two-minute drill. Find out where the room is at for the upcoming weekend in sports. This is Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.